When Colonel Musi returned from 6th Army Headquarters on the afternoon of Saturday, January 27, he conferred with Captain Prince, and then the two officers called a meeting of C Company.
"It's going to be extremely dangerous," Musi said. "Some of you might not make it back."
He explained only the essence of it. The details would come later. There was a prison camp, he said, full of the last ill and stick-figured American survivors from Bataan and Corregidor. The task before the Rangers was to liberate these prisoners before the Japanese slaughtered them all. It was a plum assignment, but the risks were immense. He urged anyone who had doubts to drop out then and there. He especially recommended that married men withdraw from the mission. Such was the difficulty of the operation that he wanted every last member of the expedition to be a volunteer. Musi said, "I only want men who feel lucky." The assembled Rangers studied each other in mute amazement. They all felt lucky. No one dropped out.
"One other thing," Musi said. "There'll be no atheists on this trip."
Upon adjourning the meeting, he said he wanted every last one of them to go meet with the chaplains and pray on their knees. Services would be held in a half hour.
"I want you to swear an oath before God," he told them. "Swear that you'll die fighting rather than let any harm come to those prisoners."
Pivoting with a flourish, Little MacArthur bid his men adieu and left them to their swirling thoughts. Then all 120 of them, even the cynics and doubting Thomases in the ranks, went to church.